For the investigations, in case of acquired copper deficiency, we can do the CBC to see that there will be normocytic or macrocytic anemia, neutropenia. The levels of the copper in the serum will be reduced and hypoceruloplasminemia will be there. In case of Menkes disease, the diagnosis confirmed by combination of the clinical history examination, lab findings and genetic testing. In the Menkes disease as well, the copper levels will be reduced and the ceruloplasmin levels will also be reduced. Measurement of the ratio of DOPA to dihydroxyphenyl glycol can also be done, and mutation testing for Menkes, detection of ATP7A mutation. For the treatment, usually the copper replacement is required. In case of Menkes disease, lifelong supplementation, parenteral supplementation with cupric chloride, and in case of acquired deficiency, IV copper for rapid correction of the levels, and then oral supplementation with copper gluconate for the long-term enteral supplementation, where we will give long-term enteral supplementation.